The reason that I'm recording this is to ask my dad to please stop yelling at the person with PTSD who's actively doing their very best to suppress an episode. Please stop yelling at me. Now listen to me.
I'm not asking you.
I will not apologize for the language.
Why not?
Because I left the room so that I could avoid doing anything in front of the four-year-old that I didn't want the four-year-old to see. I went into a completely other room, two rooms away. I sat in the dark. I was totally quiet. I got out my meditation app that my therapist told me to use when I'm having PTSD episodes. Shut up. It is not your turn to talk. You are listening right now. Stop talking. Stop. I am in the middle of explaining what happened.
Jesus, Danielle. Why did you decide this?
You are interrupting me. Please allow me to finish my sentence. You interrupted me. I'm not done. Clearly, that wasn't the end of what I was saying because I was in the middle of a narrative. I hadn't even gotten to the part where I got to the room where I was going. So you know that I wasn't finished. Please allow me to finish. You need to understand that your constant interruption and your raising your voice is the reason. Shut up. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me.
You were screaming.
Just stop interrupting me. Stop interrupting me. I am in the middle of a sentence. It is not your turn to speak.
Stop. We're all freaking traumatized. I'm sorry.
No, you're not sorry.
Yes, I.
Or you would stop doing it. Now listen, I am speaking. It is not your turn. Now, as I was saying, I left the room. I went two rooms away, closed the door, and I sat in the dark. And I got out my meditation app, just like my therapist told me to do. I started journaling, which is exactly what I'm supposed to do. And this person follows me in there, opens the door, interrupts my journaling on my app, and starts making fun of me. I thought you were too disabled to pay attention. Looks like you're paying attention just fine to me. And I just turned to him, and I kept my calm, and I said, okay. And I went back to writing. And he goes, I think I would know too a thing about PTSD. I mean, a lot of my colleagues have real PTSD, you know. And I said to him, please leave me alone. And he goes, or what? And I said, please just stop talking to me. And he goes, or what? What are you going to do about it? And I said, please, Andy, please, I'm just trying to write. Please leave me alone. And he goes, what are you going to do? And I said, Andy, I'm just asking you, please just go away. And he said, you can't make me. And I said, Andy, please, I'm asking you to please just leave me alone. Why won't you leave me alone? It's not an unreasonable request, Andy. I've asked you 6 times, Andy. I'm clearly having a PTSD episode. Why won't you go away from me, you motherfucker? And that is what you're worried about? Is the motherfucker? Are you stop interrupting me? That is
a
rhetorical question.
Yes, I am.
You have the wrong priorities. You are one of the white people that Martin Luther King is talking about in that letter from a Birmingham jail that I had you read the other day. You care more about civility than you do about abuse. It is
that
more.
Was
stop
a,
talking, please. It
that
is not.
That was abuse to
not,
a 4-year-old.
It
yes,
not,
it was. You were abusing a 4-year-old.
It is
you
not
know
your
you
turn
were standing
to speak.
There and you screamed, motherfucker, right in front
please,
of that 4-year-old. And I am pissed.
Dad, I was really hoping that recording you would have you not be willing to yell at me, but apparently it isn't. Okay? I'm doing my best to keep my calm. You're being abusive
you
right now.
You yelled a string of
Dad,
obscenities in front of a 4-year-old and I was royally pissed.
I'm doing the best that I can. I left the room. I asked 6 times to be left alone. He was antagonizing me on purpose. He was trying to get me to do that. The sooner that you understand that Andy is the source of the problem, that Andy's abusive discipline and abusive views about order are the problem. The same problems that you have. That you care more about the peaceful facade of civility than you do about... It's not your turn to talk.
This is nothing about peaceful facade. It's not your turn to talk. It's not your turn to talk. What are you talking about?
Dad, please don't raise the volume of your voice.
What are you talking about? Please don't yell at me. An innocent 4-year-old who just got traumatized.
You're not helping the situation by yelling.
An innocent 4-year-old.
Please stop yelling.
I've asked you are totally times. Ignoring that part.
I'm not
totally.
Ignoring. Nope. I'm addressing it directly, actually.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am.
You think you deserved it. Think Andrew deserved that. I am so pissed.
That's not what
he
it's
did
about.
Not deserve that.
It wasn't anything to do with him one way or
you
the other.
You knew he was standing right there. You could have held your tongue.
That's not how PTSD works. That's not how it works. I did what I was supposed to do and I left the room. Don't you dare.
Stop it. You
don't
were out here yelling and screaming and I said, look.
I left the room on purpose
stop
so that
it
just don't throw
Andrew.
Things. Please don't scream
I am sorry.
At me,
there is no
don't
excuse.
Hit things, please.
No
please
excuse
stop.
For that.
There is no excuse for yelling. There is no excuse for interrupting. There's no excuse for throwing things and banging your hands. Please stop. Please be civil. I know that you're capable of being civil because you were immediately able to stop yelling when the phone rang. You are doing this on purpose. You have complete control over it. It's like a switch for you. You can
and you
choose
do
not
have,
to
and you have control too.
No, I don't because I have PTSD.
You no,
that's
yes, you
what
did.
That means.
As soon as you started recording, you quieted your voice.
Nope.
Yes, you do have control.
I was already doing that
you know
before that.
That.
I have learned techniques that make it possible for me to tolerate more distress and for me to modulate my emotions
why
better.
Are you,
I'm using the techniques
I
from
DBFT. I want to know one
DBFT
thing. You think it's fine to traumatize a 4-year-old with a string of foul language and scream in front of him so he had to run out the door saying he was scared? You think that's just freaking fine?
Okay, I understand.
No, it is not fine!
So I understand that that's not actually a question that you're asking. That you were just trying to insert your opinion and yell at me, and that's not the way this works.
Tell if me it's fine! You tell me that you think that's just super fine.
That is obviously a rhetorical question.
Tell me.
Both know the
tell
answer
me.
To.
I want to hear from you that you think that
I'm
is
not
fine
talk
to do that to a 2-year-old.
You care a lot about civility. I'm not going to talk to you at all if you're yelling at me. Do not yell.
So I'm going to accept that as a fact you think it's fine because you won't deny it.
I didn't say that. I said I'm not going to address your question if you're going to yell at me. You're being unreasonable. Stop
just
yelling.
Leave.
Stop yelling.
Just leave.
No. You wanted to have this conversation. I said I was going to leave. You said, no, it's my house. We're going to talk about this. I said, fine, I'm recording it.
I did not say that.
I said, I'm going in the other room to finish what I was doing before, which is what I was supposed to be doing, which was journaling. And you called me back out here. And I said, if we're going to talk about it, I'm going to record it. That's how this started. Don't you dare.
Don't you
want to yell at me,
Danielle,
and insert your idea that not yelling in front of a 4-year-old is the real problem and not your other abusive child who is antagonizing the one with PTSD 6 times in a row, knowing that she already had to
you
leave.
You were happy to make
please
him.
Stop
you were
yelling.
Happy to traumatize the 4-year-old.
You
were trying
to
teach Andrew a lesson. Andy a lesson. I know
you
were doing that.
I'm not going to yell at me. I'm not going to listen to anything you're saying. I'm just going to completely ignore you and continue what I was saying. You need to control yourself.
Why can't I insist you listen to me? What is wrong with that concept?
You are interrupting and yelling. That's why. If you want to have a discussion, you need to stop.
Oh my shit, man, you yelled at me nonstop for the last 5 minutes.
If you
want to
have a discussion with me, you need to stop yelling.
Jesus Christ,
and you need
I am done.
I'm going to play this for Shelby. I have been telling her for months. I've been telling her for months that you guys are lying, that I'm being gaslit, that I'm doing everything reasonable to tolerate abuse at home, and I get screamed at nonstop. I'm doing the best that I can, I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to do, and you just scream at me and throw things.
I will not accept the
you are an abusive, you're an abusive
there's
father.
Nothing you can do to tell me that.
You're an abusive father. You lord your money over your poor children. You are a terrible person.
He is not.
He is a terrible person and he feels guilty about it. And that's why he's allowing all of this because he knows it's true. He's not denying it. He's not able to deny it. It's literally on tape. I literally have it recorded. He's not able to deny that he was just now being abusive to me. He is.
Abusive to me!
Yes, yes, exactly right.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about exactly what you're doing right now. The gaslighting, the victim blaming, the reversing, the denial, the anger, the reversing the victim and the offender.
Are you denying that you were screaming at me?
I was triggered, and I was doing what I do when I'm triggered. It's
not
an excuse. No, it's not. Stop asking questions with answering questions with questions. I'm not. Look, you're being sarcastic. You're asking these angry rhetorical questions. You're not actually trying to have a discussion, and you know it. This is not how adults talk. If you want to talk to me, if you want to talk to me, you will stop being sarcastic. You will stop asking.
Foul language in front of a four-year-old is not how adults act either.
Please stop yelling at me. If you want to talk to me, if you want, I'm not answering your questions as though they're legitimate questions. If you're going to yell them, if you want to have a discussion, you need to stop yelling and sit down.
Because you won't answer my questions.
If I will not, I will not address anything you're saying if you're yelling at me. I will not. That's right. I will not discuss anything you're saying if you're going to yell. That's right. That's what I'm supposed to do because I'm an adult. You're an adult too, and I know that you're capable of not yelling because you didn't yell when the phone rang. Just stop yelling at me. If you want to talk, then we can talk. If you're not able to talk right now, then maybe I should go downstairs.
I'm not in the mood to talk right now.
You're not in the mood, or you're not able to because you're an abusive father.
That has nothing to do with it. I am not in the mood.
Yeah, that's right. You're an abuser. I have proof. I have abundant proof. And I'm really, really sick and tired of being the victim here and nobody believing me. I have told my doctor, I have told my psychiatrist, I have told my therapist, I have told my family therapist, and no one believes me. That's the first thing I told Shelby in our solo session, is that my parents are abusive and no one believes me. And I have dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of proof, and no one believes me because you're a respected doctor.
Because
you're screaming at me, because you're screaming at me. That's
you were
right.
Screaming at the four-year-old! Stop it!
It's not the same thing when I'm triggered and I know it and I leave the room and I don't make a sound and I get on my journaling app instead. I was completely silent, sitting in the dark, doing exactly what I was supposed to do, meditating. I was doing exactly what I was supposed to do. I did not yell in front of the four-year-old. I left the room and was totally silent meditating. How dare you? How dare you blame me for leaving the room to go meditate?
I'm not blaming you for that. I'm blaming you for yelling in front of a four-year-old.
Your other son antagonized me 6 times in a row. I'm not going to act it out again because I already have and you already heard it. You just don't want to believe it. You're in denial about the actual order of events.
I know what you did.
You didn't see it.
You got a four-year-old.
You don't believe it because you never believe me. You don't believe anything that I say. If you don't see it yourself, I'm happy to tell Shelby too that you were screaming at me even though you knew we were being recorded, that you would not stop throwing things and yelling at me even when I told you you're being recorded. This happens every time.
Yeah, you conveniently turned down the recorder when you stopped yelling.
I turn on the recorder to stop both of us from doing things we'll regret, and I'm the only one who stops doing things that I'll regret.
Scream the top of your lungs.
You are still screaming. I want you to recognize that. You are not being a reasonable person. You are yelling at me. You are yelling at me. You are reversing victim and offender, and you're angry. This is not appropriate. If you want to talk to me, I'm not discussing it at all until you stop yelling. If you want to have a discussion with me, sit down and talk to me. Then stop yelling at me. Pick one. Stop yelling or sit down and talk.
I want you to leave.
I'm going to show this to Shelby. This is, I heard you the first time. Stop yelling at me and interrupting me. I'm going to show this to Shelby, and I'm going to say this is yet another proof, again, that my parents are actually the abusive ones and that I have PTSD because of a history of child abuse. This is actually what's going on, and I am tired of
that. That was child abuse. Yeah. What you just did there was child abuse. You are yelling
at me right now. You are the one being unreasonable right now.
You are the one that committed child abuse tonight.
Are you hearing this, Shelby? I just want to make sure this is on tape, that you know you're being recorded and you're choosing to do this anyway.
You ran a string of expletives and scared a four-year-old to death, and you think that's fine. That is not fine, and you will not apologize, and I am mad about that.
I'm not addressing it one way or the other if you're going to scream it at me. If you want to discuss it, you can sit down and talk to me instead of screaming. Then don't scream at me.
Obviously, you're not ready to apologize for that. So.
I didn't say one way or the other.
I am not addressing it.
Until you stop yelling at me. I'm not addressing anything you're saying. I have tried to leave and think and write and be quiet on my own, and you guys are antagonizing me and pulling me back into this.
You could have stopped yelling in front of him.
You can stop yelling anytime, and you're choosing not to do that. I want you to recognize that. You're choosing not to right now, so what's the difference, you hypocrite? You are able to control this too. You're screaming to your child who has PTSD and is disabled. What do you want?
You want to play?
It's not a competition. All right. It's not a competition.
It's not okay.
You are screaming at your child. You are in no space to talk right now.
Stop
throwing. Please don't throw things. I am scared right now. I have chronic pain.
I'm scared to death. Are you serious?
You are strong and able-bodied, and you're throwing things. I am disabled and in pain.
I dropped the grip.
Yeah, right. You're angry. You're screaming. I'm sorry for the sarcasm, but I do not believe you. You usually don't throw things that hard. You didn't drop it. You're angry.
I dropped.
If you want to sit down and talk about this, then you need to stop yelling at me.
Not
if you don't want to talk about this right now, then don't scream at me about it.
No, because you will just not talk. You will just
I will be happy
lecture.
To address.
You will not even let me talk ever.
If
so
you
it doesn't matter.
If
we never
don't,
talk.
It's,
you just
if
lecture.
You're just going to interrupt me and yell at me, then there's no point. Do you want to talk about this or not?
I will not get to talk. It doesn't matter. It totally is ridiculous. It's always on your terms about who talks. Whose turn is it? It never is our turn. It's only your turn. And only it's my turn. Only if you decide it's my turn, that is ridiculous. That's not a conversation.
I have timed this many times to prove to you that this is not the case, that you talk more than I do. I can prove it to you with this recording if you want.
This is not.
Just talk nine
this is not what I'm talking
the last
about.
10 minutes.
And this comment about, you know, this is my house, I think that was highly insulting.
I didn't ask you, and I don't care what you think. That's between me and my brother, and he was antagonizing me, and I'm not going to say that I say 100% rational things when I'm triggered. That's part of why I leave the room when I do that. I wanted to be left alone. I asked to be left alone.
I get it.
Repeatedly, 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 I asked to be left alone.
I was
before
not part of that
you
conversation.
Were, I know, and that's why you don't believe that this matters. That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. You did not see this part, so you are discounting it. I asked him 6 times to go away from me, leave alone, and he mocked me. I am not asking you. I'm not asking you. You are interrupting me and you're yelling. Please stop doing that.
You're interrupting me.
You are yelling at me. You're yelling at me. I don't really care if you're tired at it. Don't yell. Don't interrupt. I don't care if you're tired. If you don't stop talking. If you don't want to hear me say don't interrupt me, then maybe you shouldn't interrupt me. You have been talking more than I have, and I can prove it.
Bullshit.
I can prove it if you'd like. I will time out this conversation for you if you'd like. You are screaming at me and throwing things. You are
not
being reasonable, and you're interrupting me nonstop. I'm sick of this. You are being abusive to me. You are doing the Darvo thing where you deny it and you get angry and you reverse the victim and the offender. I am not the one yelling.
You are denying that you traumatized a four-year-old.
I am not saying one thing about it, anything about any of your questions one way or the other until you stop yelling at me.
You seem to be totally denying that.
I am not seeming anything. I'm not addressing it one way or the other. I'm not doing anything about it. I'm not addressing it at all until you stop yelling at me. That is not an unreasonable thing to say. I am not talking to you if you're going to yell. And I'm just going to keep repeating that. I'm not listening to you at all. I'm not addressing your questions one way or the other. I'm not even listening to your questions. If you're going to yell, then we're not going to have a discussion.
Well,
and if you don't want
to
have a discussion, then stop talking about it. Then stop talking about it. I'm going to show this to Shelby. I'm just saying, before I go, before I shut off the recording, I want on the record that this is normally how it goes. That I get out the tape recorder to prove that I am being abused and nobody believes me. I am being screamed at. Things are being thrown. I am just sitting here. Please don't interrupt me. 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 As I was saying. As I was saying. Please stop yelling. Please stop yelling. Please stop yelling and interrupting me. Please stop yelling and interrupting me. As I was saying before I shut off the recording, this happens a lot. I have hundreds of hours of being screamed at, of being interrupted, of sarcasm and rhetorical questions, of all of this aggressive language, of being refused to be listened to and talked to like a reasonable adult. Yes. Yeah, if you're doing it right now, you're cussing and you're yelling at me and you're asking these rhetorical questions.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Are you serious?
Okay.
You just went
You're both interrupting me. You're both yelling at me right now. Please stop. This is why I record it. Because nobody believes me. You guys are antagonistic. I'm sick of it. I am just sitting here playing guitar.
10-minute string of foul language in front of a 4-year-old, and you're trying to say that I'm the problem? With the foul language? Seriously?
I'm not addressing anything you're saying if you're going to yell. Again, if you want to discuss it, I'm not asking you to apologize. I'm
not
asking you one way or the other. I'm not addressing anything you're saying if you're going to yell. If you want to talk about it, then sit down and stop yelling. If you don't want to talk about it, then stop talking. If you want
to
sit down and talk about it, then stop talking about it. Then stop talking about it. I'm not going to do this. You are either going to sit and talk to me like an adult, or you're not going to talk about it at all.
I can't talk about it right now.
Then stop talking about it.
Then leave.
I don't have to leave. I haven't had dinner yet. You leave. Go upstairs.
No.
The kitchen is here. The table is clean. Go to bed.
Downstairs.
I am making my own food because I refused. Then stop telling me to go downstairs. If you don't want to be around me, then you leave me alone. I'm going to make my dinner.
Eat.
I'm still recording. Please stop yelling at me. It's not an unreasonable thing to ask. You're doing the thing where you reverse the victim and the offender.
I had nothing to do with this. You were screaming when I went in there.
It's reversing victim and you know what? You're not ready to have this conversation.
You were screaming when I went in there.
No, I'm not going to discuss it with you at all. You're right. I'm just going to make food.
I was sitting here eating dinner and I heard you screaming.
I'm not going to discuss it. We're not doing this right now. You're just gonna yell at me. We're not doing it.
I'm not doing it. I had nothing to do with it. I was sitting out here.
I'm making a sandwich. I'm not doing this right now. If you force me to do this right now, I'm just gonna repeat myself. This is what happens. Nobody believes me.
Oh, shit.
Yep, there's
everybody
my dad cussing and yelling again.
Everybody heard.
This is my dad cussing and yelling at me again. I'm just trying to make a sandwich.
You know what?
I have to record it because nobody believes me that I'm being abused.
Danielle.
Please stop talking to me.
You're recording.
Please stop
talking to me.
Please stop talking. I just am trying to make a sandwich and go away.
You're still recording.
Yes, I am because you're going to interrupt me and yell at me if I don't. Please leave me alone.
It's because
you already told me. I'm not doing this. I didn't deny anything. I didn't say anything. I'm just trying to make a sandwich and go away. Please stop yelling at me. Please leave me alone. I didn't do anything. I did exactly what I'm supposed to do. I did exactly what I'm supposed to do. I left the room. I started meditating. Why am I the asshole?
What'd you do?
It was an accident. Leave me alone.
It was not an accident. You threw it. Anymore than mine.
I'm frustrated. Please just go away.
What did you throw?
Please just leave me alone.
Danielle, what did you
please
throw?
Please just go away. Please.
Can you tell me what you threw so I can find it?
It was just somewhere. It doesn't matter.
Where did it go?
I don't know. Just leave me alone. I don't care. I have PTSD. I'm doing the best that I can.
Throwing silverware across the room is not acceptable.
Stop it. Please stop. Please just leave me alone. I'm just trying to eat my food.
You're not going to be able to be here for Thursday. I can't do this. Fuck it. I'm just going downstairs.
I'm not even having dinner. I can't do this anymore.
What should I do with your sandwich?
Fuck you. Just shut the fuck up and leave me alone already.